Welcome to Success Made Simple with your host, Dave Martin.
Hello, this is Dr. Dave, your success coach. Thank you for listening to Success Made Simple. You know, I saw a sign recently that said you can never be too rich or too thin. Now, I actually believe that you can be too thin. I've seen it. But can you be too rich? I've never seen that before. Today, as we look in, we've been talking about looking out and up and around. Look in at our plans, our goals, our vision for the upcoming year. I'm going to challenge you to get rich in 2019, making your goals and your dreams come true. Becoming rich with your goals. I'm going to tell you exactly how to do it on this podcast. So I want you to share this with a friend, share this with your Facebook followers, screenshot it, put it on Instagram. Tell everyone that wants 2019 to be their best year, then they need to listen to this podcast. I know you're going to want to share it. It's the last one of 2018, and it's going to be a good one. So also make sure you follow me on Instagram, social media, all those kind of things, at Dr. Dave Martin, and it'll be a lot of fun. Actually, you should just forward this to anybody you care about, and everyone can learn how to become rich. So, back to becoming rich. Here we go. Starting next year, 2019, you have a brand new year in front of you. 12 new months, 365 gifts, 52 untouched weeks to make memory moments with your family, with your friends, to laugh, to enjoy life. My hope for you this year is that you will be rich in learning, rich in family, rich in adventure, rich in health, rich in peace, rich in your soul. The great theologian Dolly Parton said one time, you can be rich in spirit, kindness, love, and all those things that you can't put a dollar sign on. To reach this level of richness, you'll have to put forth some effort. You don't just automatically have an amazing family with motivated, respectful kids and a loving, peaceful atmosphere at home. You have to work for that. It is worth it. Or is it? Is it worth all the effort? Well, I think it is. It's worth everything that you can pour into it. Believe me, I've talked to many, many people who would trade everything they have for great kids, a loving home. Now, if you have that, you're truly rich. So let's look for just a few minutes on how to be rich in 2019 and what it will take you to get there. Now, here's the goal. This time next year, on this week of Christmas, you should be able to look back over your year and clearly see that you've accomplished what you set out to do. So first, what is it that you want to do? I'm going to ask you to write that down. A lot of you are thinking, well, I can decide it in my head, and it's the same thing. Thoughts are thoughts, but that's not altogether true. It's actually not the same thing at all. Psychologists tell us that we become 42% more likely to achieve our goals if we just write them down. The Bible even tells us to write the vision, make it plain so you can run. You can't run if you haven't written it and made it plain. I think one reason is the way our brain works. I mean, why would you do this? I mean, you think about your goals. You're using the right side of your brain, the imagination station. But when you take the next step and write down your goals, you actually are engaging the left side of your brain as well. The left side is the part of your brain that deals with facts and logic. So while the right side of the brain is thinking of what you want from life, the left side is working on the plan. And if all you do is think about it, you will not get very far. You need to engage the left side and get your thoughts down on paper. So write down your goal. Start with a pattern, you know, fill in the blanks with the ones that apply to you. on December the 26th, 2019, a year from now, I will weigh 215 pounds, whatever it may be. Yours might be less, might be more. I don't know. On December the 26th, 2019, I will have a job doing blank. On December 26th, 2019, I will have saved how much money? On December the 26th, I'll be able to say that I slept an average of 7 hours each night of the week. I don't know, whatever your goals may be. Those are all fairly expected goals. In fact, the four most common New Year's resolutions are to get healthier, to exercise more, to save more, and to focus on self-care. You know, get more sleep, those kind of things. Researchers tell us that the lack of sufficient sleep wreaks havoc on our brain, affecting our mood, our judgment, our concentration, our memory, causing us to be more susceptible to illness. So I say we need to sleep more in 2019. Now, back to our goals. Yeah, they're common goals, but they are still very good goals. You should keep them in front of you as a specific measurable target. But today, I want you to go one step further. I want you to think about what would make you truly rich and write down a richer goal. You know, start with the same pattern. By December the 26th, 2019, I will have read however many books. Even if you read one a month would be great. I will have made a point of traveling to however many places I've never been before. I will be able to count however many people as close friends I intentionally invest time into on a regular schedule. Those kind of things that make you rich in friendship and wisdom. These goals are starting to make you look like have a richer life. But what about the other pieces? What about areas that you can't quantify? How do you measure love? How do you quantify laughter? How can you make a line item for peace or happiness? You may not have a metric for measuring these riches, but you can certainly have them as a goal to keep before you all year. So go ahead, write them down. Do you want more peace? Do you want more love, more joy, more respect, more meaningful conversations, more collaboration with your spouse, more adventures with your kids? This time, use this pattern. On December the 26th, 2019, I will know I am rich when I blank. See, a wonderful life is a life well lived. And to live well, you need to be rich. Now, money, it's a wonderful thing. And I hope that you're motivated and that you already have some money goals, investment goals, income strategies. But being rich is so much more. And as we finish out the last of 2018, take some time to reflect over the past year. Maybe you've had some ups and downs. I know I have some opportunities, some that were taken and some that were missed. There have been friends, some who stayed and some who've gone. There have been happiness, there's been pain, but don't waste any of the experiences. Use everything that you learned this past year to make 2019 better and to go into 2019 knowing what you want from this year. So go in with your goals written down, with your plan in place, and with the expectation of success. I hope this will be the richest year you've ever had. Happy New Year and Godspeed to you and yours as you make the rest of your life the best of your life. Thank you. Thank you for joining me today on Success Made Simple. I want to give a special thank you to Harley-Davidson Motorcycles. Harley-Davidson's dedication to excellence is setting the gold standard. Harley stands for independence and authenticity. And the time I spend on my Harley is rich time. Gives me time to think, relax, and enjoy the road. It also gives me a connection with other Harley riders all over the world. 115 years now, Harley-Davidson has been uniting people who seek adventure and who love the freedom of the open road. There's nothing like riding a Harley. Visit a Harley-Davidson dealer near you or harleydavidson.com. Hey, I look forward to seeing you next year right here on Success Made Simple. And we've got some exciting new things and interviews coming your way.
You have been listening to Success Made Simple. For additional coaching and resources, go to davemartin.org. Also, follow Dave on social media at Dr. Dave Martin.